Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Jeff Haldeman and Joe Gamm. Hello, fellas.
Hello, Gary. Hello, sir.
So I've asked Jeff and Joe to join us for this week's podcast because we're going to talk about, they both have pieces on a story we recently published about a bicycling controversy, if you will, that has kind of enveloped Cole County. So we'll start with Jeff, who covers Cole County. The issue actually began with the county commission a few weeks ago. So Jeff kind of set the stage here as to the commissioners were talking about erecting signs along a path to note that cyclists were in the area.
They were looking at the signs, I believe, were on County Park Road and Rock Ridge Road. Now, this was actually just part of three different requests by the city to be a part of cooperative projects a few weeks ago. And this was the last one. At the time, Presiding Commissioner Bushman, Western Commissioner Otto voted in favor of putting the signs up, and then Eastern District Commissioner Helscher voted against. It didn't seem like that much of a deal. And then got out, and it took a life of its own.
So then it came back to another commission meeting. And again, these signs were basically, they just are along the route that just say, watch for cyclists, correct?
Right. This would have completed what had been developed back in 2007, I believe, as part of a plan that was put together by the Jeff City Parks Commission to make a total bike loop. Jefferson City, a bike loop, the majority of it's in Jefferson City, but there is a small portion here in Cole County, 17.5 miles total. And all it was just to put the signs up that this would be part of the loop. Commissioner Helscher apparently got several calls about, you know, they didn't think it was a good idea from constituents in the county. He said, well, I voted against it. I was outvoted, but, you know, we can talk about it again. So a couple weeks later, or a few days later, they come back. Evidently, not only did Commissioner Helscher hear about it, so did Commissioner Bushman, and so did Commissioner Otto. Enough for Commissioner Bushman to go ahead and say, I'll change my vote and make it against. Commissioner Otto said he would continue to stay for the signs, and so here we go. Folks in the city didn't understand why they wouldn't want to have the signage up. All they said was we're just adding the signs up. I mean, it's not, you know, saying, making a law or anything like that. I think what both Commissioner Bushman and Commissioner Helscher were saying is the folks that were talking to them felt like they understood that bikes are part of can't have the road legally. There's no question about that. It's just that on this particular part of county roadway, hilly, not wide, come up on something like that and you're speeding, as a speed study they had done by their public works director, Eric Landwehr, showed the majority of the vehicles that travel that area speed. It's, you know, all those factors. It was just purely a safety matter for Helscher and for Bushman to vote the way they did the last time. Otto said he understood, but he would still continue to think that the signs were not, you know, making this a law or anything, just to show and indicate that this is a route or part of a route that bicyclists do follow and that motorists should be aware of that.
So Jeff wrote a story about that commission meeting and we posted on our website, social media, and honestly, the issue kind of blew up. Folks who cycle were upset by the decision and were pretty vocal about it. And at that point, that's when we brought Joe Gamm in. Joe covers social services, a wide variety of things, but also all of the News Tribune reporters do what we call general assignment, where they can swing over and help cover issues as they emerge. And so Joe took a hold of this story then with Jeff's help. We tried to put together a story to really look at the issue. So Joe, what was the reaction of the cyclists that you heard?
They were shocked by the change. I think they were a little concerned that the indication was that bicyclists weren't already using those roads and that signage would encourage bicyclists to use those roads when they've been using those roads for decades for cycling, because they aren't as hilly and curvy as some of the other roads in the Cole County area. They pretty much agreed that bicyclists, for the most part, obey the rules of the road. They don't speed, And so I think that's a concern that maybe if there are speeders on the road, that those folks maybe ought to be penalized instead of the bicyclists.
So it quickly became an issue of whether, well, while we've shared, it was never an issue of whether cyclists should be on the road. It quickly became that sort of argument between the two different sides, with one commissioner suggesting that the roads are substandard and that the cyclists shouldn't be on the roads. It became more of a countywide issue rather than this one route, correct?
Correct.
So let's kind of look at the cyclist side of the issue at this point. You know, what their reasoning is for why they were shocked at the decision. Walk us through, Joe, what the cyclists were feeling about this.
Well, I think I'd go back to my discussion with the mayor, who said, you know, she wasn't much of a bicyclist, and she pointed me to a gentleman who coached her to be a cyclist soon after she became mayor. And Mr. Newville talked to me a little bit about, you know, his history as cycling. And again, he said when he was a young man, or a child, I should say, you know, he had a bicycle like most children. And when he came of age to drive, he obviously preferred driving and got away from biking. And then during the pandemic, he found himself biking again. He did the flat trails that some of the commissioners have recommended bicyclists do. But they were challenging. They were kind of one-way loops, you know, one-way shots, like the Katy Trail. And then he moved up and did the Edgewood trail. And again, moved up to road riding and is now doing the JC Loop, as they say. And he explained to me that, you know, the loop was designed or chosen and is popular because it's one of the flatter routes in Jefferson City.
I think just a little bit of background, too, beyond that is that in recent years, the city itself has really been pushing an element of trying to make itself as a bike-friendly location, from marking streets to approaching businesses and basically asking them, hey, if a cyclist were to come here, what could they get? Could they get free Wi-Fi? Could they get water? Could they use restrooms? Things like that. Because of this idea that they are hoping to jump off of, like, the Katy Trail. You know, you have tourists who are on the trail and you want to make the city inviting to come in and to stop at a restaurant, to stop at businesses, or just enjoy the city in general. So I think that's part of that idea that the trail is a route into the city, not that it's a destination for cyclists.
Absolutely. And not only the Katy Trail, but the Rock Island Trail, which the governor promoted very greatly in his proposed budget for this year. He wants to see those trails become tourist attractions. And cyclists see those trails and they drool at the idea of being able to hook from one to the other. And the nearest point between the Rock Island and the Katy is, I think, Eugene to Jeff City. And obviously they'll have to go through Cole County if they want to get to the Katy Trail from Rock Island or vice versa. So it's something that we need to be working on, I think, as a community.
Yeah, well, and again, I think that's a natural segue here. In a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about what the commissioners are hearing from the public as well. But the other thing that really surprised me on your part of the story was that right now cycling is not just about recreation. There are folks who are also using it to commute, whether it's because of the price of gasoline or whether it's just for a healthier lifestyle. So I think that is one element that kind of surprised me from it, was that it wasn't just about, I'm going to go take a nice relaxing bike ride on flat areas. Because if you've not been in the capital city, it is a little bit hilly. There are some hilly spots there. So anyway, let's hop over to Jeff and let's talk to Jeff a little bit about the commissioners. After we ran the story, the commissioners have been talking also. They've been getting some feedback from county residents. And so Jeff, kind of share what they've been hearing.
Well, most, I think, of what I've been hearing from is from Commissioner Halsher on the Eastern District, who initially got the calls from folks that were upset about the first decision, came back, and they came back with the second decision to not put up the signs. Then on Tuesday the 29th, when they had their latest commission meeting, a citizen from Wardsville, Jerry Roslin, addressed the commission, and he said he felt like the citizens that they voted, that the vote that was taken this last time accurately reflected what most Cole Countyans feel about bicyclists. Again, not saying that they don't have the legal right to be out there, but that they feel like, in some of his remarks that I was able to find, drivers feel like that bike riders have an attitude, that it's their road and you have to adapt to me, and that they sometimes use what he felt like was a lot of the road, taking up the majority of space, and not caring about, you know, the vehicles that are traveling on there as well, going back and forth to work or their homes. He felt like that that should have been brought out more in public remarks, and he just felt like he needed to come to the commission and say that. It almost feels like it's a county city type of issue. It really does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, nobody argues that it's the legal right by, you know, all laws that bicyclists can be on roads. It's just a matter of the folks in the county seeing those vehicles or seeing bicyclists as not necessarily, you know, they really shouldn't be on some of those those roads.
Right. Well, and I think that that goes in some of Commissioner Helscher's comments about the roads, the quote, substandard roads.
Mm-hmm. And he claims that that's what David Bange, the engineer for Jefferson City, had mentioned in his presentation, or one of his presentations to them. And so, you know, his belief is that, okay, we all agree that some of these roads probably are not the best for bicyclists to be on, although they can be on there. So let's try to minimize their impact by trying to get people not to use those areas for their bicycling activities.
Right. Now, by definition, what we're talking about with substandard roads are they're narrow lanes, they're hilly, there aren't shoulders for many of these routes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a safety issue. And to me, that's where it comes back to. I think a lot of the debate was whether or not the signs were basically a designator of this is where you should be going, mm-hmm. cyclists, almost like when cities put Wayfarer signs in to try to push traffic. But conversely, the other option is it's more of a safety issue that the cyclists are out there. So you want to alert drivers that there could be a danger there to a cyclist as well as to the driver themselves. And right. So some of the debate became also just about, well, there are farm machinery out there also. And if you go a little bit west of the capital city, you're going to hit Amish signs that are inspired by Amish, where you have slow-moving horses and buggies. So that would kind of walk a little bit through that as to what some of the commissioners were talking about, Harry Otto specifically was talking about.
Well, you almost mentioned almost kind of word for word what he was talking about regarding the signage and what he saw that as meaning. It's not, this is where they're going to be. This is just be aware, drivers, that bicyclists frequent this area and you should be on the lookout, that sort of thing. That was his, that was, and I think continues to be his feeling, is that we all agree they've got the right to the road. This is just saying, more likely or not, you're going to be seeing some bicyclists on here. I mean, they seem to frequent this area. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
And that's all he felt like they were doing.
And he used the example of the deer crossing, for instance. That,
yes.
You know, during certain seasons of the year especially, you should be on watch. The deer might spring out across the road.
This is an area that tends to have more of that type of traffic, if you will. Yeah. Exactly.
So at this point, where do we go from here? There are no signs being put up. Has there been a discussion that you guys are aware of with the bicycling communities, the county, as far as where we go here, or we just leave this issue set aside?
They have not I think for right now, the commission is just leaving it as is. Now, I did report, and I think Joe got to talk to this gentleman, Ralph Bray, our former recorder of deeds, who, of course, for many years prior to becoming that, he served on the city council. And he also worked with the folks, I believe it was a conservation?
Parks.
Yep. For a number of years. So he has quite a bit of knowledge and background on biking and trails and things like that. He's part of a group that's, I guess, working on the Rock Island line. Mm-hmm. And evidently, they're looking at potentially putting in, I think, a trailhead in the Eugene area around that area. So, thinking about potential for bicyclists down in that area. That will come up. How soon it will come up, mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's going to be talked about. And so this has, it hasn't gone away, but I think once that group or whenever they're, the efforts to get that put in place, more formalized, the issue will be back before the commission in some form.
Sure. Well, and certainly our goal is we want to keep the conversation going. And if only for safety reasons, if there are suggestions that listeners have on how we can help solve this problem to ensure a safe experience for everyone, you can certainly drop us an email at news@newstribune.com. We'll certainly be watching as the discussion continues, and at that point, we'll go from there. So I just want to thank Jeff and Joe for joining us today, and thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.